Obedience leads to joy. God loves mankind. To shield us from the results of transgression, He has revealed the principles of righteousness. When the law is received in Christ, it lifts us above the power of natural desires and tendencies, above temptations that lead to sin. God gave us the precepts of the law that in obeying them we might have joy. At Sinai, God made known to men the holiness of His character, that by contrast they might see the sinfulness of their own. The law was given to convict them of sin, and reveal their need of a Savior. This work it is still to do. As the Holy Spirit reveals to men their need of Christ's cleansing blood and justifying righteousness, the law is still an agent in bringing us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. The sun shining, and the solid earth are God's witnesses that His law is eternal. Though they may pass away, the divine precepts shall endure. The system of types that pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God was to be abolished at His death, but the Decalogue is as immutable as the throne of God. The Savior's life of obedience proved that the law could be kept in humanity and showed the excellence of character that obedience would develop. On the other hand, all who break God's commandments sustain Satan's claim that the law cannot be obeyed. To admit them to heaven would again bring in discord and rebellion, and imperil the well-being of the universe. No one who willfully disregards one principle of the law shall enter the kingdom of heaven. The greatest deception of the human mind in Christ's day was that a mere assent to the truth constitutes righteousness. In all human experience, a theoretical knowledge of the truth has been proved to be insufficient for the saving of the soul. It does not bring forth the fruits of righteousness. A jealous regard for what is termed theological truth often accompanies a hatred of genuine truth as made manifest in life. The darkest chapters of history are burdened with the record of crimes committed by bigoted religionists. The Pharisees thought themselves the greatest religionists of the world, but their so-called orthodoxy led them to crucify the Lord of glory. Many profess faith in the truth, but if it does not make them sincere, kind, patient, forbearing, heavenly-minded, it is a curse to its possessors, and through their influence it is a curse to the world.